Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. For small businesses in the state, the recession is far from over. They didn't get any bailout. And while big companies hog the attention of politicians and policymakers, small firms are on their own, struggling with a recessionary reality. Credit has dried up. LA Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Don't tell Albert Cejas the economy is recovering.
I don't see a recovery coming anytime soon. No.
Cejas and his father own Chipmasters, a shop that assembles tortilla-making machines. Last year at this time, they managed 55 full-time employees. Today, there are 9 left. They're trying to keep busy inside this lonely machine shop in a gritty corner of the San Gabriel Valley.
We're a high-profit, low-output operation here, and people just stopped purchasing stuff. And that really, really hit us hard.
Cejas' tortilla machines cost up to $3 million to make. Last year, orders dropped off because banks were no longer lending money to his clients for a down payment on the machinery. In what seemed like an instant, his cash flow was gone. He put together a business plan showing past years of profitability. He presented it to banks in the hopes of securing a line of credit to weather the storm.
And I thought that our track record would have been good enough for us to get just a little bridge loan, maybe $500,000, to get us over this crunch, pay off our bills, maybe invest in some new equipment. That never happened.
8 different lenders turned Cejas down. The lack of cash flow damaged his credit score. Nobody wanted to lend to him. That's a familiar story to Constance Anderson, director of the Small Business Administration's Small Business Development Center covering Los Angeles.
If you look now and you talk to a lot of people that have had traditional lines of credit, and now those lines of credit have been eliminated, and they can't go and get traditional financing, are the banks basically stepping up and saying, I'll make you a loan? They're not.
Anderson Center, a public-private partnership, works with banks to secure loans for small businesses. 5 years ago, her loan committee reviewed more than 20 loans a week. Now they're lucky to have one a month. Delinquency rates on loans are at record levels, and banks are cutting off credit. But wait, what about the economists who say the economy is recovering? Marilyn Landis, past chair of the National Small Business Association, says these economists have ignored the entire small business sector in their economic modeling.
We train 100% of our financial professionals. These are the finance gurus. These are the policy people. We train 100% of these folks to run big corporations. All of our financial programs are geared toward corporate finance, which doesn't prepare them in any way to understand small business finance. We're a whole different animal.
According to census data, small businesses employ more than half of the state's and the country's workers. A recent survey in Los Angeles by the LA County Business Federation reported a third of business owners said they'd lay off workers in 2010, up from 14% who were asked last year. That's bad news for a state with more than 2 million unemployed residents. Landis says a full economic recovery is predicated on helping the small businesses that remain.
We're no longer talking about help me survive. These are the survivors. And they're looking around saying, okay, I survived. I see opportunity. Now I just need some cash to take advantage of it.
Landis says banks need to stop relying so heavily on credit scores to determine who to lend to. She says until the lending industry comes up with more practical lending standards in this new economy, small businesses like Albert Cejas' tortilla machine shop will continue to be left behind. With a fraction of his workforce left, Cejas has shifted his business strategy. Instead of making tortilla machines, his skeleton crew is fixing them. Back in his office, a framed photo of a younger Cejas hangs on the wall. It's a portrait of him in a crisp military uniform. For years, Cejas served the country in the Marine Corps.
I was a damn good Marine. I'm an American. I love being American, and I had a lot of faith in my country. And I thought, well, the government has to have prepared for this, for something like this. And it was just, it was like a weird, diluted dream that I had.
Not too long ago, Cejas says he received a visit from a county employee sent there to see if he qualified for public assistance in securing a loan.
I was like, I have faith in my country still. She laughed, and she works for the government. She laughed. She was sitting right there, and she laughed. And I said, wow, Well, that's a reality check for me.
Cejas hasn't lost faith. He's written letters to the city, the county, the state, and President Obama, asking to help small business owners like him. So far, he says, nobody's responded. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Los Angeles.
Poisoning fish to save frogs. It sounds like something out of a Brothers Grimm fable, but it's the dilemma facing rangers in Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Parks. Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca reports.
The trout were planted decades ago in High Sierra Lakes. Now park rangers are trying to figure out how to get rid of them because they're devouring mountain yellow-legged frogs. Once the most abundant amphibian in the Sierra, its population has plummeted by more than 90%. Sequoia and Kings Canyon Ranger Adrian Freeman says the frogs are a pivotal species for the health of the High Sierra ecosystem.
They act both as a predator and as prey. When we restore the frog populations, we also see a resurgence in other animal species, including the long-tailed weasel, the garter snake, and the rosy finch.
Rangers tried electrocuting the trout, but say it's too expensive and time-consuming, so now they're trying poison. Rangers say the chemical they plan to use isn't toxic to humans, but some sport fishing and environmental groups are worried it will harm other species. Julia Olson is an attorney representing the High Sierra Hikers Association.
We think that a better idea is to put people to work in the state by manually removing fish from these lakes where they never should have been stocked.
Park officials plan to poison trout in about 15% of the more than 550 lakes and ponds in Sequoia and Kings Canyon. The public can submit comments on the proposal through Saturday. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.
Species in the Know, subscribe to our podcast. That way you can listen to the show on the bus, in the gym, even underwater. There's a link at our website, californiareport.org, and on iTunes. That's the California Report for Monday, November 16th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS Corporation, a global engineering and construction firm headquartered in San Francisco, providing engineering, construction, and technical services to public agencies and private companies. URSCorp.com. Chevron, an energy company encouraging innovation right here in California. This is the power of human energy. Information available at ChevronCalifornia.com. And the California Healthcare Foundation. Ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org.